Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday, everybody.
I am shocked your voice works.
I am actually kind of shocked, too. I mean, I capped off the weekend yesterday at Skookum Brewery playing cribbage for, like, the better part of 6 hours, talking to people, having the best time ever.
You had your Halloween party. You had friends over for the last month. I just saw for sure, like, this poor woman's voice is going to be gone by the time we start our show on Monday.
Maybe I've learned how to speak from my diaphragm a little bit better.
All right, good for you. Tell me how to do that, because I still don't know.
I have to say, though, yesterday one of the big highlights at the cribbage tournament at Skookum Brewery was the number of dogs that were brought to the brewery, and I pet every single one of them.
All the puppies.
There were mutts, there were dachshunds, there were golden retrievers, there were pit bulls. I got to pet all the dogs, and it was so wonderful. Great for your mental health, all that dog petting. It's so fantastic.
Unless you hate dogs, that's a terrible experience. No.
Yeah, if you have an allergy, also not a very smart move.
Right.
But for me personally, it was a highlight of the weekend.
Plus, highlight of the day.
Welcome back.
Danny V is back.
Yeah, Danny V.
Hi.
Back from his world tour. With the guys who wrote Hey There, Delilah.
Oh my gosh. Plain I can't wait to hear all about it.
And when we say world tour, we mean New Mexico.
Good enough. You should have made t-shirts. The Danny V World Tour. It just says New Mexico. Two dates.
There's still time. We can have that done.
We know a guy.
Wow.
Let's come back. Get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, happy National Navy Day. Big shout-out to the U.S. Navy, especially on behalf of my brother. Made my brother a better human being. I can say that with 100% confidence. Before he went into the Navy, he was a tough guy to live with. Ooh. Within a few years, one of my heroes,
That's
an incredible
awesome.
Person. And it was all because of the Navy. And although I thought for sure when I saw that it was U.S. Navy Day, I'm like, oh, today must be the Navy's birthday, wouldn't you think?
Yes.
It's not. That was October 13th, but this coincides with that. because today is the birthday of President Theodore Roosevelt, who was a naval advocate.
Okay.
I mean, you know what it was? It was National Brownie Day. It was October 13th, and they didn't want to share that.
Of course not.
I have no idea why why we do things any way we do them. But you know what? At the end of the day, let's celebrate the U.S. Navy.
Yes, thank you for your service.
And hey, congratulations to our Seattle Kraken. What a start to the season. Thank you, Jordan Eberle, over the weekend. Maddie Beniers as well had a couple of assists. Eberle scored twice as the Seattle Kraken beat the Edmonton Oilers 3-2. This is their best start in franchise history, which doesn't say a lot, but still. At 5-2-2, a great start. Joey DeCord has been great between the pipes, 31 saves. And also, they beat Edmonton. They beat Winnipeg, two of the better teams from last season. So they're beating good teams.
Yeah.
And they're back at it again at Climate Pledge Arena tomorrow night, taking on the Montreal Canadiens.
Go Kraken. Yoshinobu Yamamoto threw a four-hit complete game. Dodgers blew past the Blue Jays 5-1, so now the World Series is tied at one game apiece.
At first, I was like, who the hell is this guy? He's been so good. It's the second complete game he's done in the playoffs, which is in the current version of the playoffs. Like, it's unheard of that pitchers even go more than, like, four innings.
He's the first pitcher since 2001 to do that.
And so I'm like, I was like, well, man, talk about a great pickup. And I realized, oh, this is the guy that they spent like $300 million to sign to like a 12-year deal. I'm like, oh, yeah, he should be pitching really well.
Yeah, he's doing what he's getting paid for sure.
Exactly.
Game 3 is tonight, 5 o'clock on Fox, and they're playing in L.A. again.
Did you get hit with any power loss while you were, because I saw the bad weather. I was like thinking of you with losing power and thinking of Ryan Castle, because a lot of times his basement gets flooded, and I don't mean in an Urban Dictionary kind
of way. I am literally shocked that we did not lose power, especially because we were all set up for the Halloween party. We had all these lights and decorations and all sorts of things. And I'm like, if this power goes out, this party is ruined.
The weather was terrible, at least in the South. I don't know how it was over by you guys, but it was just like hail. It was nasty. Our power went out twice.
Wow.
Thankfully, we weren't home either time that it went out. I just got the text alert that says, oh, we were home one of the times, but we were asleep. By the time we woke up, it was back on. But over 100,000 people, 165,000 plus people have been impacted by this. A lot of people, mostly in like Pierce and Thurston County as well. Mainly they're just telling people, hey, stay away from down lines, which I think should be a no-brainer. But you know, it's good to tell people that. And also calmer weather and sunshine is expected today and tomorrow. So
we'll take it.
Danny, did you get hit with any loss of power?
I was not home, so okay. I have absolutely no idea. Yes. However, we were driving.
He was on world tour.
I was. Yes. Yeah. And we were driving back from Spokane, and the path.
Oh, dude, how was that?
It was not bad. Going wasn't terrible, but coming back, it was like a winter wonderland up at Snoqualmie. And it was just like one of those, like, oh, okay, I'm not going back to Spokane anytime soon.
It snuck up so fast.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because you go to Spokane every month or so for emo night over at, was it the Knitting Factory?
Yep.
But are you doing it in the winter?
No. Luckily, okay, I told them, I was like, no winter shows for me. We will not be back until next year.
Dude, you're going on world tours. They should be flying you to Spokane.
They really should.
Like, look, I'll come do it, but you got to fly me. I mean, that's not a, it's like $100.
Honestly,
that's
they probably just put me on a bus.
Okay. Probably not the best bet. Hey, as far as tonight, like you mentioned, we got the World Series Game 3, but also we have Monday Night Football if you don't care about baseball, which I feel like a lot of Mariners fans, myself included, it's been kind of hard to try and watch any baseball right now. I'm still not over. I know I should get over it, but you know, I'm still kind of not over it.
It stings.
But tonight, I hope to see the Kansas City Chiefs just beat down on the Washington Commanders and like make them really tired and sore and can't play for next Sunday because they're playing. Yeah, we got the Sunday Night Football. We're taking on the Washington Commanders. So we want them to come into it really sore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As far as weather, 54 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are having a little holiday party called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And it's happening on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena, which is up in Everett. Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more. You can grab those tickets at KISW.com and join us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Last week on Friday, I shared that my husband changed up his appearance a little bit. He shaved off his mustache. He had a beard for a long time.
And then he shaved the beard, I remember, because of the Mariners.
And he was rocking a mustache for a while. And then yesterday...
Did you like the mustache?
I loved the mustache.
Okay.
I love facial hair in general. Like, I'm a huge fan. So then he decided to shave off the mustache and just be clean shaven. I have never, in my relationship with him, ever seen his upper lip ever.
And how long have you guys been together now?
Like 13 years almost.
13 years.
13 years.
And he's never shaved his mustache.
No. And it was startling.
Yes. You showed me a picture. He looks younger.
He looks much younger because there's no gray beard, no gray mustache in there.
But I ain't going to lie. I might be on Team Taryn on this because I think I like him better with hair on his face.
I think I like him better with hair on his face as well. And the weird thing is, okay, so yesterday I went to my waxing lady and I got my upper lip waxed.
So how does Brad feel about you doing that?
Or does he like you with a mustache?
But that was the first time that our upper lips had like... actually touched.
And how did it feel?
It was so weird.
So do you want him to grow it back?
I mean, I haven't told him that yet because I feel like he's kind of excited about it and I think he likes it. So nobody tell him what I'm telling you right now because I don't want him to get his feelings hurt. But I think eventually I might suggest that he grows it back.
Well, dude, you just have to put up with it for about 6-7 more days. And then encourage him to join a Movember team.
Yes, because we're raising funds and awareness for men's cancer, right?
Right, and you know, wow, so he digs it and you don't.
Well, it's not like I don't dig it. I'm just...
No, maybe it sounds like you don't dig it.
Because I haven't seen... I'm just used to his face the way it was for 13 years.
Sure.
It's going to take some time to get used to it, I think. Or maybe I just tell him, don't shave again.
Okay, so that was Friday. Now, we've been through the weekend. I've seen some pictures. It was every once in a while I had to do a double take. I'm like, who's Taryn hanging out with? I'm like, oh, that's our husband, Brad. How are you feeling now?
He's already growing his facial hair back.
Is it because you told him to or he doesn't like it?
He knows. He knows. He's received the feedback.
From just you or from other people?
Mostly from me, but other people too.
Really?
Like, you don't really like the beard. So yeah, he's officially growing back his facial hair.
That's because we got this text when you talked about it on Friday. And it's when I shaved my mustache for the first time, it's from a listener. My wife told me to leave and not come back until it was growing back.
That, I mean, we had a similar conversation.
So you're just like, I'm not feeling it, babe. You need to grow at least, is it a mustache and a beard or just a mustache?
I like the whole facial hair. I like the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, I don't know how many days it's going to take to get something back, but.
You know, he looks a lot younger.
He does.
Maybe it's just that you just like older men.
Right.
And you're just like, who is this young strapping fellow that's in my house all of a sudden?
The one thing we've always known about Taryn, Danny, is that she's not a cradle robber.
Not at all.
The Daily Mix Show.
Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we want to know, from your perspective, and we want you to be honest with us, when did your significant other, past or present, make a change that you did not like? Call now, 206-803-ROCK. When did your significant other, past or present, make a change that you did not like? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Foo Fighters.
Let's check in with Brad and how he feels about this.
has facial hair and I'm really not feeling it. So we want to know, when did your significant other, past or present, make a change that you did not like? Call 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody's texted just, I shaved everything, but my wife hated it and would not kiss me until I grew it back. Apparently, when I did this, I looked exactly like her dad with no beard or mustache. Well, that's a fair reason then.
Oh, yeah, that would be icky.
You look too much like my father.
Like, no, okay, thank you.
Quickly, let me grow my hair back as quickly as possible. My wife's on the other end. Like, when I remember I was getting a little stubbly, I wasn't even trying to grow. I think I might have been trying to grow, like, a beard for, like, some kind of a spoof or something on the show. And this is forever gone. She's like, if you want me to kiss you, you need to shave your face. And I was like, you know what? That's more important to me than the stupid radio bit.
Do you shave every day?
No.
No.
Every couple of days, though. Usually when I have to shave my head, I might as well just shave it all.
Take care of everything
at once. Yeah, just one fell swoop. Somebody texted and said, my husband grew a man bun during the pandemic. I thought he looked so stupid.
Oh, no. I mean, my husband has long hair, and I have put it in a man bun before, but we're way bigger fans of the low ponytail.
Yeah, I saw somebody in the elevator the other day that had, like, it clearly, like, he just got to the point where he could put it in a man bun, and I almost, like, I didn't know him, so he's not like my, I wouldn't do that, but if it was my friend, I'd be like, dude.
We're not there yet.
I mean, it looks very desperate.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
It's barely there, like, most of the hair is still sticking out.
Did you ever have, like, long hair?
Yes. I mean, to my shoulders.
That's long.
Yeah, it was more of a mullet than anything.
Oh, yes.
Like, the hair on the top of my head never went all the way to my shoulders. It went down to, like, a decent level. Like, I was very inspired by Faith No More's Mike Patton. And there was a phase where, like, he shaved everything underneath his head except for the top part.
Oh, yeah.
I could have had a good man bun.
Oh, my God.
But I just let it flop over like him.
Such a look.
Oh, yeah. It's a questionable look. Jane, is there anything with your lady Linda that she's just like, no, you can't do, or anything on your end?
Oh, well, not necessarily that I can't do, but I definitely feel like facial hair would be a no-no to that extent. But I will say that if she ever bought a pair of Crocs, I'd have to be out.
Really?
What? Yeah, I can't. I almost cussed. I really don't like Crocs, and I think that would be a deal breaker for me.
I love that you said that, because the texter just said, my husband started wearing those toe shoes for running.
Oh, those are even worse.
I was ready to get some divorce papers.
Oh, no. But you can run in those things?
They're made for running.
Are you serious? I had no idea.
My brother had them on one time, and I remember being like, no. No, man, we can't do this. Like, I think we were doing one of those hell runs, like, back in the day when those were, like, all the fad, where, like, you're, like, jumping over fire, you're crawling through mud and doing, and my brother came up, or he was living in Bremerton at the time, at the naval base, and we were going to do it, and he had, I think, the toe shoes on, and I was just like, man, I don't know if you could be my brother.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Lily's really into the Croc thing, and I'm just like, I don't know whose daughter you are, but you cannot wear these in my house.
On the mom side.
I swear, they're a whole family of Crocs over there.
I mean, I'm on Team Crocs. They're very comfortable, Danny.
It's not my coworker anymore.
You need to get some Croc flip flops. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. And they're not really Crocs. They just say it, but they're not really it.
His birthday's coming up in December.
God,
we could get him some Crocs, some nice Crocs.
What if Emo Night made an Emo Night brand of Crocs? You wear everything Emo Night.
Yeah, I would throw everything out.
Really? You wouldn't even get like that little gravestone logo as like a flare?
No, I'm good.
What are they? And there's a name for them. It's not like it's not flare. It's giblets.
See, this guy acts like he doesn't know.
Did you
know.
Say giblets? Giblets?
They're called giblets.
Yeah. Stone Urban Dictionary like that. That though. How about this person? My girl got her eyebrows microbladed, and I swear she came home looking permanently suspicious.
That's terrible.
Oh no.
You know what? It wasn't my wife. It was an ex. She came back with bangs. Not into it.
Ugh.
I don't know if I'm not even like anti-bangs on some people. I think you have to have a certain face for bangs.
You do.
You know what I mean?
It's absolutely true.
And this person, this ex, she did not have a face for bangs. And I was just like, oh, man.
I have had bangs before. I've also talked myself out of getting bangs again so many times in my life.
I don't
have the face for bangs.
I don't know. I'm trying to. Danny, what do you think?
I think she'd look like 10 years older if you did bangs.
Like, you know what I mean? I imagine, like,
there's only one way to find out, guys.
Little Brad doesn't want to be with an older woman. I don't think I can picture you with bangs.
Well, maybe I'll try it.
I took everything in my power to be like, I don't like it. Because I didn't want to, like,
I felt like that's instant doghouse.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this thing that you're excited about that's now on you for an extended period of time, because it's not like you can just fix those bangs.
The bang grow-out period is the worst period of time you'll ever experience in your life.
My ex suddenly decided that he was a cowboy. He got boots. He got a hat. He was even saying, howdy, going to Steel Creek in Tacoma.
Oh, wow. Just your whole new personality.
How did that happen? Did he get in the head and all of a sudden woke up being a cowboy?
I guess so.
I feel like Ted Smith is slowly becoming that.
Well, we call him Tex Smith now. Tex.
Oh, gosh.
I hate this.
What happened?
I don't know.
If he starts growing bangs.
Oh, no.
That would be impressive, actually.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs? He has a record of 336 wins, 112 losses, and 98 ties so far this year. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 650.
Tex Smith.
Tex Smith.
That's great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.